Never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. And I will rest in you. You're my peace, you are my refuge. Under the shelter of your wings, God, you're the promise I hold on to. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. Even in my darkest hour, when the fire's all around, God, you have never left me. You are good, you are good. Even in my darkest hour, when the fire's all around, God, you have never left me. You are good, you are good. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. You never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in. Pull me in close, never let go. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in. You never, you never. You never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. Never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. Some of us has had more than our share of darkest times, but here we stand. You never let go. Thank you, Father, that you kept your hand on us, that you healed us, you set us free, you made us new, Lord God. When we were weak, you were strong. When we yoked up with you and walked with you, it got easier. It got easier. And then the finished work came. And we thank you that through that time, I love the footsteps in the sand, Lord God, because I know there has been, I don't know how many times that you have carried me. You have carried me when I couldn't walk. You have carried me when I didn't have the strength to even get on my feet. And I'm so grateful that you have never let me go, and you have never let any of us go. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all may be seated. How many of you think God is a good God? Let's just give him a hand clap of praise to thank him for his goodness in our life. Where would I be but for him? Amen. 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 Well, you're going to have to bear with me today because I got this new thing, and I didn't just get it, but usually I can print from this, and it wouldn't print today, so I'm going to have to use it. So you're just going to have to bear with me. Amen. I'm just going to leave this right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, well, we're just going to do offering really quick here. And as I was praying, I thought I was going to have to do offering on Sunday, as I told you. And then Jared was prepared with it. So I just saved mine till today. And it's a good thing I did because they had a sports banquet tonight that they couldn't make it. So that's where they're at with the boys. Man, I'm glad that they're all back. You know, they all get to go. Last year, you had to pick and choose in your family who could go. This year, they all get to go. So that's exciting. Amen. The Lord started talking to me and said, Regina, everything's a heart issue. I said, okay. He said, even with tithes and offering, with your walk with me, how you treat somebody else, how you interact when you're on the road and somebody cuts you off, everything is a heart issue, right? Because if we truly loved, how could somebody make us so mad that we're ready to strangle them? Listen, I got some growing to do. I have a husband that I have thought about strangling a couple different times in the last 2 hours. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. He's not here, so I can't even say that to him. And he's not hearing me yet. I'll replay it for him later. But everything's a heart issue. Luke 6:45 says, A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. It's a heart issue. Is there goodness in your heart? Is there evil in your heart? The decisions you make are based upon where you're at. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, right? What we put in eventually just comes out. Eventually comes out. So everything is a heart issue. When we love, we serve God. When we want to please him, we'll do whatever he tells us to do. There'll be no to him. No matter how uncomfortable it is, no matter how much it's going to take from certain things, I can't even tell you how many family gatherings that Phil and I have not gotten to go to because we've had to serve the Lord, and we are not despising it, not one bit. Our joy is to serve the Lord and to do those things that he calls us to do, right? And so tithing is just one of those things that he's told us to do. And you know what? With the Lord, everything, if you sow goodness, you get goodness. If you sow evil, you get evil. We know that, right? Because you reap what you sow. So this is what the Lord says. And I'm not even going to go the scripture that you think I'm going to, but I am going to Malachi, but it's 3:11. I'm going to go under it, or beyond it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. So, you know, I take that so much further than just my money. I'm not playing with you. Because neither shall your vine give her fruit before its time. Because if it does, the fruit's not going to be good, right? If it comes too early, it can. So when I have a car and I have tires on a car, I don't expect those things to give out before its time. Actually, like the children of Israel that walked in their shoes for 40 years, I expect my car to go beyond what it's supposed to. I expect the appliances in my house to go far beyond what it's supposed to. Why? Because my God rebukes the devourer on my behalf. Yes, there's normal wear and tear on things, and I believe eventually I'm going to have to get new tires. But I don't believe it should be the same time that people who don't serve the Lord and don't honor his word do. I believe that I have a covenant with him. And he said he'll rebuke them, and that my fruit will not be casted off of the vine before its time. Hey, that means 120 years. You know what? I'm not going to go there. My head goes crazy about that stuff. I don't even know if I want to live 120 years. Could you imagine? Jesus, take me home. I don't know If he wanted me to, I would. Whew. And then all nations shall call you blessed, and you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord. Why have for all of these years the nations around the world, obviously not the Muslim nations, but the other nations calls us blessed? Why? Because when they have issues, when they have tsunamis, when they have torn like earthquakes and stuff that wreck their land, what does the United States do? Sends aid, sends money, sends people over. We have people that go over on a constant basis, and this hasn't just started. This has been years and years and years. The United States has helped countries get free, right? That's why they call us a delightsome land, because we did the word. We did the word. Amen? We gave, and we gave, and we gave. And I believe that as you give, and you give what he tells you, listen, it's a heart issue, and we've said that. I don't want you to tithe unless you have an understanding from the word of God what he wants you to do, and you do it joyfully, because that's what the word says. Because if you do it out of my understanding and out of my revelation, are you really doing it with a joyful heart? Are you really doing it because you love the Lord and you want to obey what he tells you to do, right? That's your relationship with God. You can't live off of my relationship or my revelation. You have to have your own. And that's not just with tithing and offering. That's in every area of your life. Amen? Amen. So let's just, I did have an example that I thought was pretty, you know, interesting, and I don't come up with this stuff because I don't do anything with wine, but okay, had to make sure I'm on the right page. You got to swipe, and it's not swiping. It'll come. You stinker. I dropped it the other day. I did. It's not moving. Okay.
You knew you got a mic on your face, right?
Oh, you got this one on? No, I forget every time. Every time. No. Okay, you stop. You gotta be kidding me. Okay, well, the gist of it was, bless the Lord, oh my heart. You never let go. You never leave me. You never forsake me, and I need this. Yeah, but it don't work that way. What is your problem? It probably has stuff on it. Okay. So anyway, the gist of it was, is that with our heart we love, help me, Lord. And you want to make sure that we're always doing things through the eyes of love, not through the eyes of evil. Amen? When you go through process and you are wanting to do what the Lord wants you to do, if you don't continue in that path and you make yourself stale, I think I'm doing some of my sermon notes right now. That's why I need this thing. But I'm going to go finish it because I started it. Technology. If it was a regular notebook, I could just flip back the page. Who was excited about getting this? But anyway, and the Lord just told me, he said, you don't want to put new wine in old wineskins. If we're never going to change our habits, if we're never going to change what he talks about in his word and change to who he is, then he can't pour more into you. And so the more we follow the word of God, and the more we chase after him and obey the things he's telling us, the more he can pour in us. Amen? There was a day that I couldn't give anybody a penny. A penny. I couldn't give you a penny because I didn't have it. Not that I didn't want to. I just didn't have it. But now I can give somebody more than a penny
You know why? Because he's faithful to perform his word. He's faithful to do what he said he'll do. And I believe that as you honor him, honor his word, and do it with a joyful heart, and expect, it says, try me. He wants you to try him. Try me and see if I won't do it. He says it in his word. See if I won't do it. So try him. See if he won't do it. See if he's not faithful to everything that he said he'll do. Amen? Amen. So you can get your offerings ready. We can bring the buckets up. Father, we just thank you today that we have hearts after you. Lord, we want to think like you. We don't want